Good morning. This is Julie Cerrone, and I'm with you this morning. Miss Billy asked me to take the Israel prayer call in her stead. I'm aware that these are big shoes to step into, but Father, I ask that you touch my lips, that you sing through my mind, you speak through my vocal cords, and that we would accomplish your purposes on this call this morning. I welcome all of you. I was on the call listening to all the states, and I think I heard like 43 or 44 different states. Also heard Canada and the UK and Jerusalem, Israel. Someone is joining us this morning, so that's very exciting. And so most of you know my husband Ethan works for Miss Billy, and he is her USA director for the Migdol Project in Israel. And our daughter Lily lives in Israel. She finished her degree in government in Herzliya, Israel, and September 1st, she moved to Jerusalem. So she has an apartment there in city center Jerusalem, and she lives with a roommate. And she's having really the time of her life. She's going to be working for the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem and helping them with their website, social media, some content writing. And she's really, God is faithful. She's found a good group of Christian friends in Jerusalem. And frequently when I talk to her, she's off to some prayer group or Bible study or church service that's going on in Jerusalem. And as a parent, God's faithfulness to her and her heart to be in Israel and to be an ambassador for the Lord is wonderful for us. So I think that the Lord, I work for Kenneth Copeland Ministries and Eagle Mountain International Church as their liaison to Israel and the Jewish community. So in my prayer time for this morning, I feel like the Lord gave me some direction. I'm going to give you some updates first, and then we're going to go to prayer. The first thing I wanted to update you on is just kind of a recap of the fact that this last week in Branson, Missouri, was Miss Billy's Autumn Assembly. We had an amazing time in Branson. We heard Sister Billy and Lynn Hammond teach and lead prayer on the importance of this upcoming election and praying for righteous leaders and getting out to vote. Brother Copeland spoke at Prayer Mountain on Monday, and he was talking about these midterm elections, and something he said really struck me, which was, we have within our grasp the power to stop abortion if we will go vote. He talked about the need to increase the seats and to pray for righteous officials. So please go vote. Take anyone with you. If you can get out an early vote, but take anyone with you that you know that may not be able to get out and vote. And look at your candidates, whether it's for governor or senator or the elected local officials, but look where their stance is on Israel. Because you know, and Miss Billy, I'm preaching to the choir here, but Miss Billy has taught us that if America is going to know blessing, we need to stay on God's side where Israel is concerned and not elect people who are crossways with the Word of God. So now I want to just give you some brief updates on what's been going on in Israel. I keep pretty close tabs on the news in Israel. Obviously, my daughter's over there, so it's something I check in the mornings to see kind of what has gone on. But I've noticed lately, it seems like there's been a little bit of an uptick in, terrorist activities. And I bring this up to you so because the local media doesn't really, the U.S. media doesn't really talk about it much, and you really kind of, unless you're on purpose looking for Israel news, a lot of times you don't find it, or you don't find it, properly produced. So just this past Monday, there was a terrorist that stabbed a military driver in Hebron. If you've ever been to Israel with Miss Billy, we always go to Hebron. Our good friend David Wilder lives there with his family. And it's a small Jewish community, basically holding the land that God gave them, surrounded by a somewhat incited Palestinian area. And the story that the Israeli soldier told was that he heard someone yell, "Allah Akbar," and when he turned around, a man lunged towards him and started stabbing him with scissors. But praise God, he was well-trained, reached for his gun, and shot and killed his attacker. That was Monday. On Tuesday, there were about 200 Palestinians that came to the border, the Israel border with Gaza. They're on the Gaza side, obviously. They were throwing explosives and burning tires, and a massive fire broke out in a forest just north of Sderot. Sderot is the city that's closest to the Gaza Strip. There's little villages that are closer to Gaza than Sderot, but as far as like actual city, Sderot is the closest city to Gaza. The people there have about 15 seconds when there's a rocket to get into a bomb shelter. But this fire broke out in a forest just north of Sderot, and this is due to incendiary balloons released from Gaza into Israel. Since this past spring, the Palestinians from Gaza have been rigging up these kites and balloons with explosives and letting the wind carry them into Israel, where they land and catch on fire and have burned thousands of acres of Israeli farmland, wheat fields, crops. I was there in June with Pastor Terry, and we stood on the edge of a wheat field that had been burned like 2 hours earlier. And actually, my daughter Lily was just down on the Gaza border a few weeks ago, and the update that they got from their patrol down there was that the latest thing that the people from Gaza have been doing is rigging up grenades to these balloons and kites so that when they land in Israel, then the grenade goes off and starts fires. So, you know, the really crazy thing about all of that is that these farmers are down there and they're the breadbasket of the Middle East. They're growing food that feeds Israelis, that feeds neighboring countries, and actually also feeds these Palestinians. So basically, it's like they're burning their own food supply. I've been down to that Gaza border several times, and you always see trucks of produce going through the Erez crossing to feed the people in Gaza. And for those of you who don't know, the problem in Gaza is that it's controlled by Hamas. Obviously, you know, remember that Israel handed it over in 2005, although don't believe that that was a God decision. The Israeli government handed it over as kind of like a look, here, we're going to give you land for peace. And, of course, they got nothing but peace. They did not get any peace. In fact, Hamas, which is a terrorist organization, moved in, took control in Gaza, and it's now basically a little terrorist camp. And there are, you know, Palestinian civilians that live in this area. Unfortunately, Hamas takes money and supplies. Instead of building hospitals and schools and infrastructure, they build terror tunnels and buy weapons to use against Israel. Palestinian people who live in Gaza are essentially prisoners to the Hamas regime. I just was reading a report that they torture and kill anyone who speaks out against them or would say anything that's contrary to what they want people to think or to know. The Palestinian people in Gaza are lied to and deprived of basic needs because of this corruption, and they're always told that it's Israel's fault, and they point to Israel as the problem. So then they incite their people and encourage the young people, the women and children, to go to the border and riot. And they could really care less if innocents are harmed or killed in the process. In fact, I would go so far as to say that Hamas prefers if there's casualties because they just use it in their propaganda. So then today I just read that Israel found out about a terrorist who was on his way to Jerusalem that had threatened to carry out a terror attack in Jerusalem, and they closed down part of Highway 1 between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem for a manhunt, and they found this guy in a Sherut, which is in Israel what they call a shared taxi. There's Sherutes that go back and forth between cities, and it's like a bus stop, but only it's like a van. And you can get on with a bunch of other people and share the cost of the ride. And they found a guy on one of these and took him into custody. So praise God, they found him. And then the last thing I wanted to talk about as far as what's going on in Israel is their northern border. And this is kind of, I think, going to be our prayer focus. I feel led to pray about Israel's northern borders, and also just about these kind of random terror activities that are popping up around Israel, just for the supernatural protection of Israel, their people, the soldiers. Israel's northern border, is preparing for a war. In this region. If you talk to anybody in Israel that's in the know or paying attention, it's kind of a well-known thing that they believe the next war will come from the north, and that it'll be worse than anything they've seen so far. In fact, I want to read you a scripture. It's Jeremiah 1:14. It says, "Then the Lord said to me, out of the north, the evil shall disclose itself and break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land." And that's one of the reasons why Miss Billy has talked about the importance of having Migdal Arbel in the north, in the Galilee, is to pray against the evil's plan, the evil one's plans coming from the north. This northern border, of course, those of you who've been there who are up on your Israel geography, know that they share a border with Lebanon, and they also share a border with Syria up there. Now, Lebanon has been fairly quiet the last few years. That's Hezbollah territory, and Israel is pretty concerned about Hezbollah right now, because Hezbollah for the last few years has been over in Syria fighting. So they've been preoccupied with their own fighting over in Syria and haven't been too focused on Israel, although Israel is aware that Hezbollah has amassed something like, I think I heard, like over 100,000 rockets that are placed and positioned on that border with Lebanon, facing these rockets ready to be launched into Israel. If you've ever been with Billy up to Mizgavam, the kibbutz that sits in the very northern border that overlooks Lebanon, you've seen these homes that are basically just like weapons caches for the Hezbollah. And then over in Syria, recently, I think it was August, I was in Israel and I was on a jeep tour up there driving along the Syrian border, and the man that drove us around is very up to date on what's going on over in Syria. And he told us that just 2 days before we were there, that the United Syrian Army had taken over this region that was closest to Israel, and that they had defeated the Syrian rebels. So the Syrian rebels, were Syrians basically who decided that they were tired of Bashar al-Assad and his regime and his killing of his own people, and I think the initial fight broke out between the rebels and Assad, and the Syrian people were caught in the midst of that, started flooding out of Syria because of all of the war and the fighting, and it became like a vacuum all of these terror, these kind of rogue terror groups. I'm talking like terror groups you've never heard of. I mean, they're obviously Al-Qaeda has been in there, ISIS has been in there, but these other groups have come in from other countries, and they've all kind of been infighting and not real organized, and kind of they have spoken different languages. But he said what's currently going on inside Syria is a worst-case scenario for Israel, because these rogue terror groups are kind of unifying under President Assad and his army. And the dangerous and scary part about that is that President Assad is backed by Iran and also Russia. We drove right up to the border fence. I think we were, if I had walked just a few minutes, I would have been in Syria. And, of course, there's security fences and barbed wire and who knows what else between us and Syria. But the Syrian army is right there on Israel's border. And ultimately, that means that Iran is on Israel's border, which is the most concerning thing, because Iran obviously hates the Zionist regime, hates Israel, hates the United States, and has a lot of money and a lot of military backing of the crazy terrorists that live on those borders. So today what I want to do is I want to pray. We're just going to get in the spirit, and we're going to pray over Israel's safety. And, you know, Miss Lynn Hammond, when she was teaching at the Autumn Assembly, she talked about praying in the spirit and praying out ahead, that we're not confined to time when we're praying in the spirit, that we can be praying about things now, and we can be praying about things in the future. And Brother Copeland, when he talked at the mountain, he talked about add faith to your tongues. Don't just pray kind of thinking about your to-do list for the day or just in repetitive words, but pray in with add faith to your praying in the spirit, and believe God for the interpretation of what you're praying. I was reminded just this a few days ago about the miraculous things that God did for the state of Israel in all of Israel's previous wars. I mean, we can read the Bible and see all of the ways that God and the hosts of heaven have assisted Israel since God called them out. So I'm interested in praying ahead, that these miracles that are necessary for Israel, these supernatural occurrences that are necessary for Israel, that we've created a path, we've prepared the way of the Lord. So we need also, this is something else Miss Billy has taught on, but you know, certain things we can pray and we can stop. Certain things we can pray and we can change. And certain things are part of the end of the age in Bible prophecy and are going to come to pass. So kind of target your prayers today in focusing on praying that that what goes on with Israel and her enemies stays in the proper timing and boundaries of the Lord. So, I want to lift up Israel, the IDF, their police department, their border patrol, their government, obviously their people. So let's pray, and of course we're going to start first of all. So we'll start with the top in Israel, which is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. So join me in your prayers. So Father, we come to you this morning. And first of all, Lord, we lift up to you the Prime Minister of Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Lord, we lift him up to you, Father, and we just plead the blood of Jesus over him. We thank you, Lord, that you've called this man for this hour and this time and for your purposes. And so we surround him, Lord, with your wisdom and his cabinet, Lord. And I call forth, Lord, the right advisors for him. Lord, that you surround him with your voice. You surround him with the truth. Lord, and everybody that you have formed and fashioned and brought forward for such a time as this, Lord, that you would bring those people to the surface. You would give those people audience with Prime Minister Netanyahu and the military leaders, Lord, and that we ask that you would cut off any wrong voices. Lord, that you would cut off anybody that's surrounding him, Lord, that's not of you, that needs to go. Lord, we separate them now. By the blood of Jesus, we hold the blood of Jesus against every demonic and satanic force that's dispatched against Benjamin Netanyahu, his cabinet, his advisors, the IDF. Lord, we just surround the IDF, the generals there, Lord, with wisdom. And we ask, Lord, that you would unify them, that their voice of and their recommendations to the government leaders, Lord, would be unified, and that you would think through their minds and that you would speak through their vocal cords. Lord, we ask you for God ideas for Israel. Lord, you know, sometimes we look at situations and we think, well, how can this be, or how can God save them, or how could God protect them, Lord? But your ways are higher than our ways. And so, Father, we ask you for this morning. We ask you, Lord, for your provision for all of Israel's leaders and her people. And so, Father, we take our seat in the heavenlies this morning, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and in this world, but also in the age and the world which are to come. And we thank you, Father, that you've put all things under the feet of Jesus, who is the head of the church, Lord, but we're his body and the fullness of him who fills all in all, Lord, that he fills everything everywhere with himself. And so the devil and all of the evil powers and authority are under our feet. Thank you, Father, that you raised us up together with you. You made us to sit down together, and you gave us joint seating at your right hand and at the right hand of Jesus. And so we approach the throne today, Lord, from this place, our seat in the heavenlies, and we work with you, Lord, in what you're doing in the earth. In Sokra Abasadevro Obo, Idzivriki Ambandavra Abastoko, Izovrobo Bokot Sivrabaka Tsavatalabrapi, Itzivriboko Lobrobo Bokotzi, Avra Babasti Kilama Ansova, Itzovroboko Tevrebo, Ikilimi Andorodovo, Itzovroboke Vesto. Lord, we put you in remembrance of your word. In Psalm 44, you said, you drove out the nations with your hand, and it was your power that gave Israel a home by rooting out the heathen peoples. But Israel you spread out, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them. But your right hand and your arm and the light of your countenance did it, because you were favorable towards them and delighted in them. So, Lord, we're asking you that you would protect your people. You would protect your land, Lord, and we ask that you would use this as a way to reveal yourself to your people. Lord, remind them of their covenant with you. Lord, awaken them to the fact, Lord, that you are their shield. You are their buckler. Lord, you are their source and supply. You're their high tower, Lord. You are their defense. And so brakapa asti kelote, izivrobo kalayim astevro uboko, ivrikimiando dodovra babasti kilato, ivrikimianso vodola braki bastavaya. Oh, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over that northern border. Oh, rabahat safar krakin sibreko, in sibreko, in zibreka ba andele basta. Lord, we thank you for supernatural intelligence for the Israelis. Oh, they do not miss one thing that's going across the border, Lord. Anything that they need to know about, Lord, that you create a way for it, that information to get to them. Ebre kipatsti, andora rakapai, andelebro obosti kilibasta vrabo kolabra bakatsa, indelebre, indelebre, and deliberate, Lord, and deliberate, ikipatsti. Evroboko tsevraki nemande, endebroke peste vrame edo, evro obaka, Lord, send your aid, your aid to Israel and its people. O Lord, Bahasta Karab, we call forth heaven's armies. O Rabba Katsavati Kala, and O Rabba Badaro Kotsipa, O Rime in Sivri Bakaya Bosta, O Rekimandande Rivosti, and O Rabba Daraka, undo the plans of the enemy, Lord. O Rabba Katsav Rabaka. Lord, I thank you that every pit that the enemy has dug for Israel, that they themselves fall into. O rekipa ando, angele brobo boseke, ambro kiti braba stavraba kalita, abroba kitsivra dandoshte, andorado kalabate rivoba. O Lord, I thank you that Israel, Azogarababa, and their forces, Avroboko, their soldiers that are always in the right place at the right time doing the right thing. O Rikipata, Brakitsive Diribotsi. Lord, and I call forth the righteous. The righteous, if there's any righteous in Lebanon, Lord, I ask, Lord, that you would use them. O Robokosov, to bring intel to Israel. Lord, if there's any righteous in Syria, or that you would cause them to be brave and bold and to bring the intel necessary to Israel. O Kidibatsta, Andorra Kapaya, Andorri Kipa Atsavaka Lapra Atsi. Lord, I thank you that you never slumber nor sleep. O Rikipata Daviki, O Rabakatsavra Kapa, O Ragibi Itstova, Egelimo Onde, Evrobobo Kotsava, Aro Kotsevri Boko. Lord, I thank you for your supernatural protection for those towns and those cities on that border. O Rababa Katsavatiki, we speak peace. We speak peace to that border. And as Miss Billy did years ago, we say, you tone down. You tone down, you wicked spirits in high places. We take authority over you with the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus, and we say, you will not come forward. You will not break through. You will not do anything out of step or out of time. Because the Holy Spirit and the Church of Jesus Christ is holding you back. Itzibraki padadove, ebre ibit stiviando, avrabokotsevre kipando lobro, evrokiti braki tavraba. We speak confusion to the enemy's camp. Ora kapaya vrobokotsava, adodevrebokotsavrob. Lord, we ask that their opportunities to launch anything against Israel would misfire. We call forth misfiring, whatever that means, Lord, misfiring. Ikelebatsu votoko, evri bikiamba dodove stebai. O rapakatsava, Lord, that your name would be known. O Lord, that the fear of the Lord would fall upon your enemies. That your enemies, Lord, would the fear of the Lord would fall upon the enemies of Israel the way that it did in the Bible. Ezebraki patsevraketova. Oh, rekapatsava, that their hearts would fail for fear. O rakapatsiv rakitova. O brekepetso votalobosti. Ando dodo rikipitsiv rapaka. Arokotsovrobokola brapatsaka lorotikia. Ansovrabakatsavataka. Zo kitibasti kilibodo dodova. O rabakatsakatata pashtiki. And so, you know, I think we could continue on there for quite some time, but I'm just going to trust that you continue on with this prayer assignment in your own time and in your own prayer closet. That you, when you think of Israel, when you hear stories over there, Lord, that you just lift them up, that you stand in the gap. You stand in the gap that exists for everything necessary for Israel. And before we go, I just want to say a quick prayer over Miss Billy. Lord, I just lift up Miss Billy. Lord, I thank you for this woman of God that you've raised up for this time, that you've caused her to be a voice, your voice for Israel. And Lord, what a gift she is to me personally, Lord, but to the body of Christ and to Israel and the Jewish people. Lord, and I ask that you would strengthen her voice, that you would multiply her voice, Lord, and that you would give her new platforms. Lord, I lift up her upcoming trip to Israel, and I thank you, Lord, that you place her as a witness and a prophetess in the places that you need for her to stand. Lord, I ask that you would position her as you did with Esther, that you would sink through her mind, you would fill her voice, Lord, with your voice, and that she would be used of you in a mighty way. And Lord, I thank you that you give her access to every divine connection and divine appointment that you have for her and Billy Brim Ministries and Migdal Arbel in the Galilee. And I just, before we go today, I want to remind you that Miss Billy is taking an Israel tour. It's May 3rd through the 17th. You can log on to billybrim.org for more information. If you've never been to Israel with Miss Billy, you should seriously consider it and ask God to make a way for you to go to Israel with Miss Billy. For any of you who know our family's story, we did, and this was the trip that changed our entire lives. So I just want to share this with you before I go, that the Lord said to me a few years ago, it means a lot to me that you've made the apple of my eye the apple of your eye. And I want you to know that you being on this call this morning, that it's significant to God, and of course to Miss Billy, that you take time out of your schedule to come together and to pray for his called out nation and his people and his city where he placed his name when we pray for Jerusalem. So I speak a blessing over each one on this call, that the manifestation of the blessing of the Lord would be upon you and your families because of your faithfulness to bless Israel and the Jewish people. So I say shalom, shalom. Have a great week, and I'm sure Miss Billy will be back with you next week. Thank you.